Hello, hello. This is Julius. Welcome to the Butterfly Podcast. Today we're talking about human trafficking and the effects it has on people around the globe. I'm here with co-host Ethan Cordero. What's up, Ethan?
What's up? How's it going?
And Ryan Rigo. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah. Today we have some interesting topics and we'll get into them right up next. Before we get started today, we have to give a huge shout out to Anchor, the number one podcast recording app on every device near you, on your computer, on your iPhone, on your Samsung. They'll give you the best podcast around. You can listen, create for free. Once again, thank you, Anchor. Okay, so first of all, we're going to be getting into labor trafficking and the different types of labor traffickers there are around here. So, on this list, we have agricultural work, manufacturing like in factories, janitorial services, maybe your janitor could be a trafficker. Even in your nearest hotel, people could be trafficked in there. In construction, getting paid under the table, not paid well. Even in hair and nail salons. So, there's a lot of different types and places traffickers could be and people could be trafficked into. What do you have to say about those, Ethan?
It's crazy to think that even, like, your local hotel can be, like, involved with human trafficking. Like, you'd think it's something innocent, just, like, helping people out with, like, a place to stay and stuff.
Yeah. That stuff, it's crazy, man. How about you, Ryan? What are you saying?
I honestly didn't even know there was this many types of trafficking involved in our world today. This is shocking.
Yeah. Even in construction, you know, that really hits hard to me. You know, my mom's an electrical worker, you know. It's crazy to think that stuff, you know.
So that's labor trafficking, but it's important to know what the definition of trafficking is. Trafficking involves transporting someone into a situation of exploitation. This can include forced labor, as we talked about, marriage, prostitution, organ removal. This kind of exploitation is known by different names. There's human trafficking, trafficking of persons, and the big one, modern slavery.
You know, people call this modern slavery because really that's what it is. People are being forced into this work with no control over their lives, and that is why people call it the modern slavery. We have some of the numbers here of the people affected annually by human trafficking. Can you give us some insight into that, Ethan?
You know, it's estimated that internationally there are between like 20 million and 40 million people in modern slavery today. And, you know, assessing the full scope of human trafficking is difficult because cases go undetected so often and like unsolved. But something in the United Nations refers to as the hidden figure of crime is, you know, human trafficking. And estimates suggest that internationally, only about 4% of survivors of human trafficking cases are identified, meaning that the vast majority of cases go undetected and unsolved.
That is some big numbers. Really gives you a scope of the people affected annually. There is another type of human trafficking known as sex trafficking, where people are taken from their homes and forced to this terrible act of evil. Some forms are prostitution and people being forced to do strip club dancing. And to talk more about this, we have special guest Seth Reese. How are you doing, Seth?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So you have some numbers here. Would you like to give us some insight on sex trafficking?
4.5 million of trafficked persons are sexually exploited. Up to 300,000 Americans under 18 are lured into commercial sex trade every year. From 14,500 to 17,500 of those victims are trafficked into the United States each year. Globally, an estimated 71% of enslaved people are women and girls, while men and boys account for 29%. Human trafficking earns global profits of roughly $150 billion a year for traffickers, $99 billion of which comes from commercial sexual exploitation.
That's a lot of money in this industry, and you know, most people aren't willing to let that go, which is why it's such a big crime today. This leads us to The Book Sold by Patricia McCormick. She tells a story about a young girl of 13 named Lakshmi, who is sold by her own family for money and riches. She gets used and lied to every single day of her life, and it really tells a great story. Have any thoughts on this, Ryan?
You know, in the book, she's brought to this this brothel or happy house where she's used for sexual acts every night by men, and she's only 13. And this, unfortunately, is also cases with human trafficking in our world today. There's kids who get trafficked for sexual acts and labor acts and really anything. And it's a serious problem today that gets overlooked by a lot of people, because a lot of people don't think it happens in your local area or where you live, but it's not true.
Yeah, that is why we do this podcast, to shed some light on human trafficking. Thank you, Ryan.
You know, like you said, Ryan, it happens everywhere, and people don't usually think it happens in their area, but, you know, in the U.S. it happens a lot, and estimates suggest that about 50,000 people are trafficked into the U.S., most often from Mexico and the Philippines. In 2018, over half of the criminal human trafficking cases active in the U.S. were sex trafficking cases involving only children. And reports indicate that a large number of child sex trafficking survivors in the U.S. were at one time in a foster care system, so they were taken out of that to be sex trafficked.
Wow, I never thought that this kind of stuff would happen after the foster care system. At least shed some light on how the system fails kids every day, even in here in America. All right, Seth, you have some facts about us, about teens and the sex trade in the U.S. What's going on there?
Yes, I do. The average age a teen enters the sex trade in the U.S. is 12 to 14 years old. Many victims are runaway girls who were sexually abused as children. Advocates report a growing trend of traffickers using online social media platforms to recruit and advertise targets of human trafficking.
This really shows how human trafficking is keeping up with the modern day style, and this crime is going to keep on growing on the daily. And with what Seth said, remember that Lakshmi was only 13 years old and the book sold. And facts report that the average teen enters the sex trade in the U.S. at 12 to 14. But Lakshmi isn't from the U.S., she is from Nepal and brought into India. This shows that these numbers are also global numbers, and people are affected every day worldwide.
You know, with all that's been said on the podcast today, it's really eye-opening for everyone.
It's a serious problem that needs to be noticed more in our world today.
With social media and other tools we have like it, we can really spread awareness to this evil in our world.
Together, we can help others in need. If you see someone in a trafficking situation or have any questions, please call the number 1-888-373-7888. Once again, that number is 1-888-373-7888. And I just want to thank Anchor again for sponsoring today's episode of the Butterfly Podcast. And we will see you all next time. See ya.